We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Caleb Silver joining us live this morning, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. And Congress is holding a hearing today about trading platform Robinhood and about GameStop. Caleb, what are you expecting with this hearing on Capitol Hill?
Oh, this is going to be the greatest show on earth. Whenever you have someone who goes by the name of Roaring Kitty testifying alongside the hedge fund CEOs and Robinhood CEO and founder of Citadel Securities on the House Financial at the House Financial Services Committee, that's just great entertainment. I'm not expecting any regulation. I'm expecting a bunch of lawmakers to show that they're tough. They want to make the level the playing field for individual investors. The truth of the matter is, it's not a level playing field. And when you're day trading and when you're using these free platforms, you are the product, and we're about to learn that today as the House Financial Services Committee tries to unpack what happened in the last few weeks with all the day trading.
Yeah, you kind of said what I was thinking. Just about any time I hear about a congressional hearing on any matter, it's that it's something that happens. It seems very important at the time, and then it's over, and everybody forgets about it, and nothing happens.
Yeah, there'll be some grandstanding, and you can expect that. But a lot of consumers, a lot of people who started day trading for the first time realize how wild that West can be sometimes when they get locked out of their account and they can't trade some of these popular stocks like GameStop, like AMC Entertainment, like the silver ETFs that we're trading so furiously over the last couple of weeks. But I think we're going to learn. It'll be a good education for folks that realize that platforms like Robinhood, which are very popular, picked up a lot of customers in the last year. They make trading free, but when it's free, you are the product, and we're gonna find out exactly how the mechanism works, because it's not as if you're buying those shares from Robinhood. They're just a middleman between you and big brokers that own these stocks.
Are you expecting any surprises today? Or are you looking for anything specific?
No, I'm expecting that, you know, folks to get a better picture of what Robinhood is. Robinhood has become a very popular platform. A lot of people have joined it in the last year, upwards of 10 million customers, new customers. So they've learned how to trade on that platform, but they haven't exactly learned how investing works. I'm expecting, you know, the guy who goes by the name of Roaring Kitty, who kicked this whole day trading thing off with GameStop by supporting it several months ago when no one is even bothering with the stock, he's become a household name in business news and around the world, because he was that brave retail individual investor who said, I'm gonna go long this stock while everybody's betting against it, and he made millions of dollars. So he's going to become even more popular. We'll probably see some Netflix shows and some good SNL skits after this, but I don't expect much surprise in the way of surprises.
You know, something you said earlier is good to keep in mind. I'm sure you run into the problem all the time when talking about some of these trading apps, but it really goes to just about any app you use, right? That if it is a free app to use, you're not the customer, you're the product.
Exactly. Exactly. And look, it's not in a too much of a nefarious way. They disclose all this in the fine print. Not a lot of people read the fine print when they start day trading for the first time. You make a trade on Robinhood, and they celebrate with confetti and balloons on your screen. So it's not like you're getting more excited about that than you are about reading the legalese of how it works when they're actually paying for order flow. When you make a trade, they get paid because they route your trade to a big broker. We're going to hear a lot about that today. So a lot of folks, like you said, you are the product, and we're about to realize that with a lot of these brokers, how it actually works. And I think that's good education for folks, and it's a good opportunity for lawmakers to say that they're talking tough and they're going to regulate Wall Street so it's more fair for the little guy and the little gal who are trying to make an honest dollar trading.
In the weeks that have passed, what's happened to these stocks, GameStop, AMC, some of these things that, you know, you and others who are warning that somebody's set to lose a lot of money on, especially if you're buying into the hype at its peak? Is that what's happened?
Yeah, most of them have crashed back down. Now, a lot of them have stayed above levels that they were before this whole thing started. So if you were in it for the long term, you've made some money if you've held on here. But a lot of them have crashed. GameStop went down some 70-80% last week. And there was the cannabis stocks, which day traders sort of took over last week. They went in very hard on a lot of the cannabis stocks. Those went up 60-70% and crashed back down 50-60%. So you got to know when to get in, you got to know when to get out, or you can try to not gamble and invest for the long term. It's just so tempting when there's so much money seemingly to be made by folks who are just doing this for fun.
And how many times have we heard you can't time the market, right?
Yeah, timing the market is impossible, but time in the market is very valuable, is what we like to say.
Hey, Caleb, how healthy is the platform Robinhood now?
I think it's healthy. It's got a ton of money behind it. It managed to raise $3.4 billion amid this chaos because its backers, which are the biggest venture capital companies in the world out of Silicon Valley that have backed the companies you all know, Twitter, Google, et cetera, they keep funding this company because it keeps accumulating these customers. And Robinhood is not just going to be a day trading platform 5-10 years from now. It's going to offer all kinds of services. So it's got a lot of venture capital behind it. It's got a lot of new customers behind it. And it is the envy of a lot of the online brokers because it has been able to capture the most customers in the last year as so many new people have joined the stock market for the first time.
What are the options available for people, whether it's Robinhood or some other things, and are the other options much different than what Robinhood offers when it comes to somebody who maybe is looking for something outside of their investments for retirement, outside of what they are normally doing, looking to put a small amount of money into the stock market, learn some things? Are there a lot of options available, or are all of them kind of constricted in the ways Robinhood currently is?
I mean, Robinhood is a pretty good platform if what you want to do is have some fun and learn to trade but not take on too much risk. As soon as you start to think of it as your piggy bank or as a, you know, the key to your fortune, you may be making a mistake there because it's very hard to day trade and make a lot of money and make a lot of profits. Very few people do it. But every broker and nearly every bank offers an online trading platform. Fidelity, Schwab, TDA, Bank of America through Merrill, they all offer online trading, and it's all free. So if you have a bank account at one of these big banks, they probably have an online trading platform where it's pretty easy to build a little portfolio with 5% of your money or your savings or 1% just to have some fun. You can totally do that, and they're all pretty easy to use. Robinhood's popular because it's super simple. It's a great app for your phone. It was early on the scene with free trading. And there's a community there that really gets into it. So that's, you know, it's not the only game in town, but it's the one that's garnered the most attention in customers in the last 2 years.
All right. Should be an interesting day. Caleb, thanks for the time this morning. Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief at Investopedia.